With the gold dredging season in full swing, a letter from Nome City Manager Josie Banky angered many in the mining community ahead of a Common Council meeting last week. In a letter to Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash, Banky asked for help coping with the unanticipated costs from a 2011 state lease sale, which opened up the waters around Nome to independent offshore gold mining.
You know, from 2010 to 2013, we've seen an increase of 150 vessels related to the offshore mining. And so a lot of that has required extra staffing to run down, you know, to handle permits, you know, get insurance information. DNR hasn't provided anything to help the port cope with that increase.
But criticism from miners focused on a claim in the letter that the negative social impacts of Nome's offshore boom outweigh the economic benefits. Bob Hafner has mined gold in Nome since the early 90s and is the president of the local Chamber of Commerce. He's waiting for an upcoming state study examining the gold sector's costs and benefits.
The economic impact to Nome is still up for debate, but we're getting a good hard handle on it here with this state doing the economic impact. Social-wise, I just don't think you can really pin it on any one group, and that's what's really frustrating.
That impact study by the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development is expected soon, and it's likely to draw on data that the city of Nome collects showing when the 5% sales tax brings in money for municipal budgets. Hafner says that the huge increase in fuel and food sales the last few summers up until freeze-up around October show how much money the mining sector pulls into Nome.
So when you tell these miners, these dredgers, that they're not paying their fair share of taxes, that's bogus, because they're buying all the same goods and paying the same rate that everybody else is here. But guess what? They rent. Guess who pays this property tax on that? Not the person that owns the property. He ups his rent. So when you tell a renter they don't pay property tax, that's a fallacy. They do. They just pay it through somebody else.
But Banky says while money may go to local businesses, the full costs from an influx of transient workers need to be understood systematically.
So really impacting other services citywide, not just at the port, but also the police department. We're seeing a lot of impact to our library and rec center with the increased users, and that's a good thing.
But managing the increases takes a toll. For example, you may not think that offshore gold dredging has much to do with public libraries, but Marguerite La Riviere, librarian at Nome's Kaguya-Kozga Library, says that's a mistake.
During the summer, people seem to have a real interest in the Department of Natural Resources site, and if you don't have access to the internet at your home, there are certain essential government services that you have to access through a library or other businesses that have Wi-Fi or computers in town.
Which in Nome are hard to come by. The point Banky says she's desperate to get across to the state is that Nome sales tax and the artificially low harbor fees are not enough to pay for the cottage industry DNR's lease sale made possible.
We are a mining town, but we are also a community that wants to be a part of the mineral development process.
Both Hafner and Banky want more of a dialogue between the city, miners, and other groups like subsistence users. Part of the reason attendees at last week's meeting were upset was that, unlike other relevant parties, no mining advocates were CC'd on Banky's letter, which Hafner had Xeroxed and distributed to miners. Banky responded that in the last week, she's reached out to both DNR and the Nome branch of the Alaska Miners Association, but hasn't gotten a response back from either.